Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our meeting tonight. Would you all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Quick start.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. We have a lively agenda planned.
Lively.
Maybe we could put some holiday music to it?
We can. Does anyone want to sing Christmas carols?
If we did, you wouldn't want to hear it.
That means you can't.
Okay, we will call our meeting to order. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood's going to be a little late. President Rafter here. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Dennis.
Here.
Okay. Is there a motion to modify or adopt the agenda?
Well, I know we have some folks here that are interested in 10D. Mm-hmm. Then maybe we want to move that up.
10D. Would you like to stay for the whole meeting, or would you like us to move your agenda?
We know you would.
Yeah, he's hard of hearing, so he didn't catch it.
So you'd like us to move it up? Would you like earlier in the meeting? We can do that. Why don't we move that up to 5A, and we'll make the current 5B. Do we have anyone else here that is interested in a specific agenda item that is down at the bottom that you would like to see moved up? Okay. Hearing none, I'll accept the motion to adopt the agenda.
I'll just move.
Thank you, Trustee Genrich.
Second.
It's a tie. We'll go with Trustee Harris.
Arm wrestling.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. We will move on to announcements in just a second. We'll find out how the hearing loop's going.
Not good.
Is it a hearing loop?
Yeah.
Our hearing assisted thing. I think it's a loop, isn't it?
I'm not sure. I don't think it's a loop.
Oh, okay.
It's not a loop.
Oh, okay. Okay, we will move on to announcements. The first announcement I have is about suspending the rules during village board meetings. And while I am an advocate for engaging our residents in conversation, but over the last several meetings, I've realized that the process which I have been using to suspend the rules has been less than formal. Mm-hmm. And I've been a little concerned that maybe I'm not giving the board, whose decision it is to suspend the rules, a fair chance to do so. So just to make sure that everyone is getting their say-so, I'm just going to implement a new policy, and that is our process, and that is if someone wants to suspend the rules, I'll ask for a motion. We'll get a second. We'll discuss it. We'll take a vote. Okay? It's no different than what we were doing. I was concerned that I was glossing over it and just assuming that it's okay. So I just want to make sure that we have that in place. And then in terms of public appearances, we enjoy hearing from our residents and engaging them in the business of their local government, and I encourage people to come to our meetings. To be fair to everyone, I've also been a little lax in allowing people to talk about things that are on the agenda during public appearances. And to be fair to everyone who comes and sits through our meetings, if during public appearances we'll have items only that are not on the agenda. And anything that folks want to say about the agenda can be said if we suspend the rules or in writing. Okay, just to make it fair to everyone. Any questions on that, board members? Okay. Next announcement. Looks like Mr. Clark's getting ready to talk.
Well, I actually have several announcements.
Okay, go for it.
One at a time, though. First announcement, the Boy Scouts of Voyager District will be holding their annual Great Winter Rendezvous on January 28th, Saturday, January 28th, at Greenout Park. This is an annual event, and it's actually the fifth consecutive year that they've held that rendezvous in Rocky Valley.
Okay, thank you. Did you have another one you want to talk about?
Our grant awards, which is item C there, wanted to give the board some good news. We did receive two awards for grants that we applied for this year. One, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Urban Forestry Grant for $5,200, which is a 50% reimbursement grant, and that is for hiring an intern this coming summer to do some work in our urban forestry, updating our tree inventory, and writing an EAB management plan for us, along with some other work. So we received that grant, and we also received a double-up grant, two different grants for the same project, $140,000 from the WDNR stewardship fund, as well as $45,000 from the Federal Recreation Trails Program. And that's for the reconstruction of the remainder of the Rush Family East River Trail in Greenout Park. It was a project that we tried to do last year, didn't get funded for it, so we finally received the grant funding, and we'll be doing that in 2017.
Excellent.
Excellent. Great.
What else there, Mr. Clark?
Another item, and I'm sure everyone saw all the news that we've received, but the Fox River Trail is open for recreational opportunities. We've been plowing it last two snowfalls, and so it's gone very well. We received quite a bit of good feedback on that as well, so positive press and good feedback. Hopefully with this warm weather, we will now see quite a few people out utilizing that. And then one last thing. This is my last one. I just wanted to let the board know, this week we actually received a $10,000 donation from the Miracle League. And that was for a project that we were working on at Optimus Park. We put a boardwalk in and some trail work. And trail work's not done yet. We'll finish that up in the springtime. But the Miracle League was gracious enough to donate $10,000 towards that project.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much, sir. Mr. Lang, do you have an announcement?
Yes. Excuse me. The recodification public hearing process, or the adoption of the recodification that was out on all of our codes, at the January 3rd meeting, a resolution will be brought before the board for potential approval. And the next process would be that on January 23rd, a public hearing will be held with the Plan Commission, and it will follow up on on February 7th for the village board to have the public hearing and adoption. So we do have them available if anyone wants to take a look at it. Sure, a lot cleaner.
It's been a long road.
It's been a long road, and we will be having some training coming up after the first of the year on how to work the online aspect to it, the changes and stuff. So.
And we'll have that on the website as well, so people will be able to search and see our codes and ordinances.
Yep, you'll be able to word search now, or you will be able to word search once the new code is placed on the website.
Okay. So on January 3rd, it's coming to the board for approval?
Just a resolution.
Resolution, okay.
Correct.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any questions for Brad? Any other announcements from staff? Any announcements from village trustees? Trustee Harris.
Yes. Two things. One, with all the press we've gotten on plowing the trail on Riverside Drive, just a reminder that we do have East River Trail is groomed for winter activities, so we're trying to, as we went through this and looked at the option of plowing one of the trails, we are keeping the other trail properly groomed so that winter activities can take place on that. And then part two, with regard to the trail, there will be an event on Friday evening, January 13th. They're calling it Frenzy on the Fox. It's a run as well as a bike race. The run is 5K, the bike is 10K. Start just a little bit right near Walnut on the trail, head south, turn around and come back. So that's one of the things that we're doing to try to promote some attention to the trail being open.
Great. Thank you very much. Any other announcements from the board? Trustee Green, do you have any announcements?
There's nothing going on here in Hurricanesville.
Got snowed out last week.
It did, and cold. It was sad.
Hearing none, we will move on to public appearances. Is there anyone in the audience this evening who would like to address the board on anything that's not on this evening's agenda? We have a special guest tonight, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there, all.
Hello. Please announce yourself.
My name is Dr. Paul Ballard. I live at 1883 Gun Street in Green Bay, and I am the Brown County Supervisor for District 15. So I have the northern section of Alloway, and Joan Brusky has the southern section. My apologies for this is the first board meeting, or trustee meeting that I was able to get to. I am an associate dean and a faculty member at St. Omer College, and oftentimes I have Tuesday night commitments with the college with teaching and whatnot. Even though I live in Bellevue, I take very seriously my responsibilities to represent both Bellevue and Alloway. Thank you for inviting me to the bridge cutting. It was a wonderful event just for the community, and I really want to be a part of the community. I've lived in the area. I came to the college in 2014, and when the supervisor position came open with when Tom Caters moved, a lot of my neighbors prodded me to apply for the position. I was named in July, so the last 5 months have been a true learning experience of all things Brown County on how causeways and storm drains work and the fun with how roads are paid for. I think that was our first issue we talked about, Jim. Feel free to always contact me, probably email. I do have a Facebook fan page for Paul Ballard, Brown County Supervisor. I usually kind of put out announcements and stories and kind of how my votes are going to go on that, but I always like to interact with constituents on that page. So it's a pleasure to meet you all, and I hope to have the next few years and then re-election of representing Alloway. So thank you for this time.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. Thanks for being here. And you're moving into Alloway when?
Yeah, let's talk to my fiance about that. We're moving next to Target and Walgreens.
I thought we were an ads. Yeah, we might. No, I can't.
Yeah, because.
Dr. Ballard also supported us on the vote regarding the increased tax. Or the, what was that, Debbie? The treasurer wanted to do? Oh, the charging of, charging us the 80 cents or whatever. So thank you for supporting us in that effort. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is John Pinkert. I reside at 345 Over Street.
Hi, John.
My problem or my, it's not a problem. Well, but yeah, it is a problem. We need a sidewalk on Over Street. The traffic on both vehicles and pedestrians has increased immensely over the years. Traffic records will show that citations for speeding have increased, as well as personnel driving while under the influence. I propose that a sidewalk be installed on Bowery Street. At the present time, we have school children, employees from Prevea and Bellin Medical taking a walk, mothers with strollers and families walking in the street. They have to walk around parked vehicles. This time of year, it's very dangerous. They're out in the middle of the street. This past summer, a small dog got out of the house, like a small child could, and ran out in the street and got killed. And at the present time, we have 17 dogs in my immediate neighborhood. I'm going from 300 Bowery Street down to Bible Street. Many of these owners walk their dogs on Beaupré Street quite often. Also, as senior citizens, such as myself, I cannot utilize the road for walking because of the crown, which slopes to the gutters, which makes walking very difficult for people with hip or knee replacements. The sidewalk would have to be installed on the south side of the street because of 19 telephone poles on the north side. On the south side, there's four. In addition to the telephone poles, the village has installed trees on the north side. I don't know how many years this goes back, but I think it was there prior to we moved in 82. In addition, all the water mains, sewerage, and gas laterals are on the north side of the street. At the present time, there is some sidewalk installed on the north side of the street, done on the south side of the street, on the Webster end of Beaupré. I hope we do not have someone injured or killed before the village even considers having a sidewalk installed. My second item is the last meeting, DEO Vogel announced, and I can't remember the street, they were going to have a neighborhood watch block party this summer, some dog race. Well, on Beaupré Street, we've been having get-togethers every summer for at least 10 years. We are going to have another one, but we're going to use the whole Beaupré Street this year. We're going to have a funeral, New Orleans style, with the music, the coffin, the whole works coming down the street.
Are you really?
Yes.
We are.
And okay. You're all invited.
When is that going to be?
Well, we're in the planning stages. It'll be, I hope, sometime in May, because we'll be burying the frost. Thank you.
Thank you, John. I'll have to practice my trumpet that I haven't played in 30 years. John, could you give your note to Mr. Lang? Thank you.
Wow.
Is there anyone else who'd like to join or speak tonight? Sure, come on up.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm a resident of that way. It's my understanding that the pump house number one at 535 Green Avenue has received three offers over the last 3 months, two in September, another last week, but the village board hasn't given them an answer, has refused to discuss the property. It doesn't sound like the buyers are being treated fairly, and I'd like the village board to get that property sold. Thanks.
Seeing that you're the realtor, I'm guessing you do know that. But and we did explain to you why we've had the delay, but we look forward to discussing those in January. Thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to join us this evening and talk? Okay. Hearing none, I thank you very much. We will move on to new item 5A, the old 10D, property sale adjacent to 901 Floral Lane. Who'd like to kick that off? I will. At the last public, Craig, get ready. At the last village or public works meeting, two of our residents came who live next to a property at the end of Floral, who have been maintaining their property for quite some time, since 92, if I recall correctly, about 25% of an 80-foot parcel, so about 20 feet. They've been maintaining it, making it look nice, and they came to the village and said, we'd like you to convey that property to us. And so they came to the Public Works Committee and shared their story. And the Public Works Committee made a motion to recommend that we convey the property to the couple and for a cost not to exceed $2,000. So, do I have a motion on this item?
We'll take a motion before anything else. Yes, trustee?
Move to approve.
Move to approve the conveyance of the property, not to exceed $2,000?
Per Public Works.
Per Public Works, okay. So the same motion is per Public Works. Seconded by trustee Dennis. Any discussion?
I think it's fair to point out to the audience that most of that cost is costs associated with the property transfer at this point, as we discussed in Public Works. So,
yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I'll share it. And the cost includes the transfer, the survey, and attorney fees. And I think that's what you're, and we'll allow you to talk in just a second if you'd like.
And also, it's a lot that's not buildable, so it's not like we're transferring a lot that someone could come along and buy and put a house on.
In a floodplain.
Right. Yeah, the water is in the floodplain and the flood
way.
Floodway, which is worse than the floodplain.
Yeah.
Right. And Mr. Burns also mentioned that while the village has no plans of building any kind of a trail over there, if we did, we would build it closer to the river. So it's a property that we have no intention of using. And just as we have with property on River Lane and other places, it's better to get it on the tax roll than to have it sitting vacant, right? And having to be maintained by a neighbor is a nice volunteer. We appreciate that. Any other discussion? Questions?
Do we know about how much it will add to the tax roll annually?
No. Not very much. No, it's not going to be that much. But no.
Okay. The property is, I think, 80 by about 130, 135, something like that.
Okay. And then the only other thing I wondered is if it makes more sense to just come up with a set dollar amount rather than trying to figure out this cost, that cost. We just do an amount along the lines of $2,000 flat. If it goes $10 above, fine. If it's $10 below, fine. But at least then we don't have to try to make sure that we're capturing every single cost. It might be cleaner, just an option as a alternative.
We talked about that as an option at the Public Works. And in fact, that was another motion made.
Oh, okay.
And the board or the committee thought with other properties what we did was for the actual cost, I believe. And do we have a hard time tracking all the costs of the conveyance?
If it's an easy process, then I understand. They're just trying to figure out a way to make it more simple for everyone involved.
Yep.
Sorry about
that. Hello, trustee.
Hello.
Okay. We are talking.
Apologize.
We are talking about the conveyance of the old 10D, which is new 5A. Okay. Anything else from board members? I think we have some folks who'd like to speak on that. Do I have a motion to suspend the rules?
A move.
Trustee Genrich seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. We will allow. Would you like to speak?
Well, I'd just like to point out that...
I'm sorry. I hate to do this to you, but would you grace us with your presence up here?
I'm not a public speaker, so...
Well, you are now.
Sure you are. If you wouldn't mind stating your name and your address.
My name is Don Zeke.
Thank you.
And I live at 901 Sorrel Drive. As you pointed out, I've been taking care of the property for a while. And my only interest here is to count that land in the event. I've got a couple more years I might live there. I'm 81 years old now, so time's running out. So I guess my only interest is if I... People always come to the house and they think we own that already. And I would just like to, when we put the house up for sale, say, okay, that's all part of it. As far as paying a large amount for it, I'm not interested in that. If it doesn't go, okay. On your end, you get to collect taxes on it in perpetuity, forever, from this point on. So that's your benefit. So what I would like to say is that this $2,000 figure, we would be willing to pay up to $2,000. In other words, if the cost is $1,300, that's what I pay it.
Okay.
Okay? So we understand that.
Very good, sir.
That's all I got to say.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks for speaking in public.
There you go.
Sir Orr?
Jim Orr, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I was the former chairman of the bike ped committee that's currently rewriting the bike ped plan. I'm concerned that between the Arboretum Trail and the East River Trail, there is no connection. There is a street that is about to be vacated tonight, the Dauphin Court, I believe is what it's called. It's an old street that, and the Public Works Department announced that they have no plans at all to put a East River Trail connection in there, connecting the East River Trail, which goes on to Alloway Avenue, to St. Joseph Street. And at the same meeting, we were planning on spending, you know, $40,000-$50,000 on a sidewalk to create this trail. So I think it behooves the board to have that trail mapped out. Doesn't take much to put it on using the county maps to put the trail on paper. You can just follow the old outline. There has been objections to trails in the past. People like to have the trail as far away from their property as possible. We had that over at the park over on East River Drive. So there needs to be a policy if you're going to start giving away the land at the end of the they're called street end parks. That's what we have, street end parks. There's one on Lazar, which we're going to spend a bunch of money putting a big sign on. It's just a small street end park. Laurel has a street end park. That belongs to the neighborhood, and those neighborhoods are not connected. So the trail that would connect the East River Trail with the new Arboretum Trail that was approved and is going to be built coming up soon with the reconstruction of East St. Joseph, that should be connected. And it's going to need to go along the old roadbed that was mapped out there. And half of one parcel has been sold already. Another is going to be sold tonight. All the neighbors are going to now be entitled to have the property adjacent to them donated to them, and they just have to pay the closing costs. And that's all well and good. But if you're going to be giving away the village property, you should make sure that you're not going to need that for an East River Trail connection, which we just received word that we got about $100,000 to finish another portion of the East River Trail. So this is something that's been on the agenda for quite a while. We've been looking at it at the Bike Ped Committee for a number of years, and connecting the East River with the Fox River Trail is very important, and that's going to be one of the key segments to get from the East River Trail over to the Arboretum Trail, ride your bike on up the new bike lanes that were approved at the last Public Works meeting. So it's a big deal, so I think that it should be looked at to see where that trail is actually going to go before you start giving away the property. And he takes great care of the property. It looks great. It's a little bit higher than the wetlands, so you have to pay attention to where the wetlands are, and you don't want to put a trail in the wetlands. So you start shoehorning yourself in between the wetlands and the private property. If you start giving it away, then people have a right to object to it. So his property looks great, but it belongs to the neighborhood. Thanks.
Thank you.
And I think that topic was discussed at Public Works, and I think our feeling is there's enough room left there to make a trail around it, because we certainly would support those trail connections.
Okay. Would anyone else like to speak on this while we have the rules suspended? Okay, we will pick up the rules. Craig, does this plan to convey the property at
in any way inhibit our ability to put a trail over there in the future? Okay. Thank you. Okay. Any other discussion on the board? Trustee Harris.
I did see a note in some of the correspondence regarding insurance. I didn't know if adding this piece, with it being floodplain or floodway, has a detrimental effect on homeowners insurance, or if it would adversely affect your potential sale, even though it's part of your property. Just want to make sure we're accounting for that. I think it would be okay, but I'd rather bring it up from the beginning so that there are no surprises later.
That's a good question. Do we know the answer to that?
I do.
Go on. Do you know?
It should not affect the current property owner's insurance. I think the current property has a map amendment to be outside of the floodplain. So this adjacent lot, it should not affect that insurance.
Mr. and Mrs. Zick, do you know if that's the case?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for
Would you like to look into that before we make a decision, or could we make a decision based on contingent on?
Right, let's do that.
We could make a decision contingent based on you going to find out and feeling comfortable with that decision.
Well, what is the question on? Are you asking about the property that's in the floodway, if some kids went down there and got hurt?
No, I was just, the question that popped in was related to whether or not if this gets added to your property, so it all is yours, does that have an adverse effect on what you're paying for homeowners insurance, or could it potentially affect a future homeowner and cause you problems with the resale? I think we're okay, but I'd just rather bring it up earlier in the process.
Well, my insurance guy lives across the street, so I can give him a call and just make sure that that's okay. I don't, yeah. if it's more money,
oh, right.
I'll pay that.
Okay, I'd rather bring it up now so that you aren't surprised later. That's my only concern.
It's not a problem.
Thank you for bringing that up. Any other thoughts? Do I have a motion from? I do have a motion on the table.
Yes, in a second.
Do we want to amend the motion to give the Zicks the ability to talk to their insurance carrier?
I would amend it as such.
Okay. So we're going to approve the conveyance of the property for a cost not to exceed $2,000, contingent on the Zeke's talking to their insurance agent and feeling comfortable going forward. How's that?
Do we have to get back to somebody about that? Or?
Just Brad.
Okay, I'll call him.
When you bring your check, you know. Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
No.
You've got to stay now.
If you'd like to stay, you're more than welcome. If you have to go home, that's okay. But thank you for being here.
We can sit and listen to someone.
Okay. It's a party. Okay, the new item 5B, discussion action regarding co-broker fee for the sale of 535 Green Avenue and 3241/3245 Riverside Drive. Brad?
Yes, what I ended up doing is just checking with some of the surrounding communities and through a note, our memo in your packets. No one has a real set policy, and there's could be anywhere from the 2-3% or nothing is being offered. So the staff would recommend just being part of negotiations.
So we're open to it, but it's a negotiation.
So we don't need to take an action.
So if we do that, we wouldn't need to take an action.
Not necessarily.
Okay. Do we
Okay, thank you. Do we, well, I'll accept the motion in a second on this, if there is a motion. If there is no motion, there is no motion. My thought is that I just wonder if it's in our best interest to assign a fee or a percentage to encourage realtors to bring this property, or buyers.
It certainly would encourage, because then the broker has an idea that, you know, if I put all this work into it, it could be something available.
Yeah. Okay. Do I have a motion?
I don't know if we want to tie ourselves into a number. You know, if we could, I guess, reinforce the policy and or practice that we have, that we would more than, we'd be more than happy to welcome and be willing to consider a co-broker fee. But to put a number on it, I think, might be a little, you know, it looks like our neighbors don't really do that. That, so us not doing it would be consistent with that, and local agents should be aware of that. So I think if you've got somebody that's interested, you know, make the call and say, is there a fee? And then talk about negotiating it. Right. That would work, wouldn't it?
Okay. So we're not going to get a motion, I'm guessing. We're just going to let it die and move on. How's that, Mr. Lang?
That'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you. Action item number 6, action regarding Old Chapel Hill Apartment Development Agreement extension request. Mr. Lang.
We do have, well, you have in your packets a revision and a memo that Trevor had prepared. Attorney Duffy has put this together. Mr. Carey has reviewed it and is fine with the terms as well as presented by Mr. Duffy. It's up to the board whether or not you would like to approve the amendment. Mr. Carrot is here tonight to answer any questions.
Okay.
Staff is fine with the proposal.
So the new proposal, the old proposal was that we'd have the first building up by the end of this year, and we would have the rest up by the end of next year.
Correct.
And we would pay a fee, or we would prorate the award, or the money we're going to give them, as each building goes up. And now the new request is that as long as you're up by the end of next year, we're going to do it. Okay. I would accept a motion to suspend the rules and ask Mr. Geer to come up if anyone is so inclined. I'll tell you what, I'll make the motion. And second by Trustee Green. Mr. Greer, come on up.
Aye.
Oh, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Come on up, Mr. Greer.
Moving a lot of dirt over there.
We got a lot of dirt to get rid of, so if you need a ski hill at Webster Park, we'll be happy to give it to you.
Heritage Hill's looking for something.
So, but we've got all our infrastructure in, all the sewer water, storm sewers all in. The second foundation is in. The third foundation is going to be started tomorrow. So we've got, the goal is to build the three western or eastern buildings first and then go to the west, the three that are closest to Riverside Drive. We ran into a lot of rain in November, which really delayed our infrastructure progress, and we were a little... the architect was delayed about 30 days in the permitting, so that set us back. But we will have all the buildings done in 2017, 100%.
When would you expect the first building to be completed?
Hopefully by the end of April. We get inquiries every day on this property. We're really excited about it. It's a great, great project. We're more excited now than we've ever been because the response from the public has been outstanding. We're excited about it. We think it's going to be a great project. We just took a little more time this fall to get it going.
Okay, and your first building you expect to be up in April. Are the first three going to be done in April?
No, the first three will be done by June. Okay. We're going to frame all winter on the next two, and then the other three, the foundations will go in spring. And we'll have them done by the end of next year.
Okay. Okay, and we're still going to pay as the building goes up mm-hmm. and inhabit it?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Any questions for Mr. Garrett? Trustee Harris?
just trying to understand the... I understand about project creep and things can get delayed. I just want to understand or just understand better about making sure we're done before the end of 2017. We've run into a couple different situations in the past where there was a project creep, and I'm just a little wary. I love the idea of where we're building. I'm sure you're getting lots of attention on it. I looked at the tax revenue that we push back, and if we lose out on 6 months worth of a building, that's 0.1% that we have to make up for in next year's budget. So it does make a difference to what we're going to be charging for taxes in 2018, how things push back. So that's a little bit of my wariness. So I just, so you understand why I'm asking.
Oh yeah, I realize the importance of getting it done in 17.
And, you've got your own financial commitments, I'm sure.
So we'll have it done in 17.
Okay. Thank you.
And it sounds like if you're going to have the first three done in April, that the second three shouldn't take 8 months.
Right? No, they'll be a lot quicker because the infrastructure is all in. Once we get the dirt out of there, we have to wait till spring to get rid of the dirt.
Okay.
So, and that's a big issue. There's a lot. It's a very difficult site because of the topography of it. There's a lot of retention walls that had to be built, and a lot of because it's a terrace site. There's a 16-foot drop from the top to the bottom. Mm-hmm. It's going to look fabulous when it's done, but it's a lot of excavating, a lot of reinforcing the walls.
So when's the pool going in?
Just kidding. Right after you sign your paper.
Any other questions for Mr. Garrett? Thank you, sir.
Okay, you're welcome.
I will accept the motion on this item.
Move to approve.
Move to approve the extension?
Yes.
As presented?
Correct.
Do I have a second? Trustee Green? Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, Keith. We look forward to having some new residents very soon. Agenda item number 7, action regarding resolution 2016-24, use of excess stadium tax funds. Mr. Sterling.
Here we are. Therefore,
you're getting good at that.
I don't know about that. Hopefully I don't have any stubborn ears in here. I apologize. But yes, this is just a follow-up to the last meeting where it was discussed to utilize $8,000 of the stadium tax funds to go towards funding July 2017, and that's what you have for you.
Okay. I saw that it is to a maximum of $8,000. It's maximum of $8,000 cash, plus any sponsorships that we're able to generate.
This is just the financial commitment that the village is.
Okay.
$8,000. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. I'll accept the motion on this item. Motion made by Trustee Dennis, seconded by Trustee Dirt. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much. Agenda item number 8, discussion action regarding future plowing of the Fox River Trail. As you all probably know by now, we're plowing the Fox River Trail. And the Village of Alloway chose to do that on our own. And a couple of weeks ago, I received a call from Troy Streckenbach, our county executive, and he asked me if the village would be interested in going in on a region-wide project to plow not only our 3-mile stretch, but the Pier's 2-point-some-mile stretch of the Fox River Trail and Green Bay's three-quarter of a mile stretch of the Fox River Trail. I said, I didn't know. So we got together and we talked, and we will invite our county supervisor up to talk about this as well. He can give us some insight. But tomorrow night, the county board is being asked, they went out and got quotes to do the entire trail. Quote came out to $21,000. We budgeted $9,000 for it here in Alloway. And the proposal on the table, or at least the proposal I believe going forward to the county, is that the county will pay half, and then the three municipalities will split it up and be prorated based on our portion of the trail. So the Alloway portion of that cost will be somewhere between $4,000 and $5,000, and it's based on actual, it may be more, it may be less based on snowfall, but based on their assumptions, our cost will be somewhere between $4,000 and $5,000 versus $9,000. We were going to use our own labor to do it, so we didn't budget cash for it, but it was definitely going to be resources and product, right? So sand and that sort of thing. So personally, I like the idea. I think there was a press conference yesterday at Riviera Bar and Grill here in Alloway, and it was something that both Mr. Streckenbach and Mr. Mayor Walsh from DePere wanted it to be held in Alloway because, as they both said yesterday, they recognized Alloway as leading the effort in this, which was very neat, and Celestine Jeffries from the mayor's office was there as well. We had folks from the bicycling group here in Brown County with great support, and our previous village administrator, Tracy Flukey, and her husband Peter were there, and everyone was very excited about it. So we hope that the village or the county supervisors are excited about it because it brings a great, great thing for our end of the corridor. And as I mentioned yesterday during the press conference, if there's ever a doubt whether or not this is going to be used, on the Village of Alloway's Facebook page, they have a short video of our guys plowing the trail. And as of early today, I saw there were 29,600, I think, views of that video and about 1,000 shares and or likes in the Facebook with a lot of comments. So it's very exciting. And so because the county hasn't made a decision, we can't make a commitment yet. But what I would like to do is to make a motion that, actually the motion would be that we support the idea of joining forces with the county, DePere and Green Bay, to provide plowing the Fox River Trail for the benefit of the entire region. Our support is contingent on coming to an agreement with the county on the cost and the terms and conditions of a memorandum of understanding. The Village of Alloway will continue to clear the Fox River Trail per the current MOU until a new MOU is reached. So that is my motion to the board.
And they really can't do anything until the 1st anyway, right?
And I'm guessing they won't do anything until the 1st. So do I have a second?
I'll second it. It was nicely worded.
Thank you, Trustee.
Nicely worded.
I'm long. Thank you. Any discussion? Would you like to hear from our county supervisor?
I was able to go to the county committee meeting 4 to 6 weeks ago, whatever it was, downtown, and I know Supervisor Dan was there. Appreciated some of your comments. I think it was about the fat tire bike thing you referenced. Paul.
That's a good
Ballard. I got that for you. Sorry about that. But yeah, appreciate your comments, and there was a lot of public support at that meeting, so I'm glad that the county board is considering it, and it sounds like a great idea. And kudos to Chris and the Parks Department here and the village for kind of getting in front of it. You know?
Chris has worked very hard with Matt Giese from Brown County, and everyone's doing it for the right reason, so that's why I think it's just so darn exciting. And it's good for our businesses, right?
As
of 7:21 p.m. It has
30,142. 30,142. We could start selling advertising on YouTube. Okay. Is there any interest in suspending the rules to ask Dr. Ballard to come up and give us anything, or and or village residents?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Trustee Genrich. Seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Dr. Ballard, come on up.
Well, thank you for welcoming me up again. A few weeks ago at the November NREC committee, which I'm a member of, we heard from the residents of De Pere to talk about plowing their portion. And, of course, I raised my hand and said, so Alloway is paying for their own, but yet the county is going to pay for De Pere's and Green Bay's. That doesn't sound right to me. We had the discussion, and then on the past meeting last Wednesday, we put a motion out to the administrative committee to take $20,000 from the general fund to then plow it in the fiscal year 17 budget. Since that time, County Executive Schreckenbach made the announcement of the shared cost, and I think that is a great compromise on that. And I am here, and one of the reasons I wanted to come tonight was just to listen, because I want to make sure that I have all my facts. I think that 30,000 Facebook likes is a good sell. I mean, this is truly something that is important not only to the businesses in Alloway, but also the residents of Brown County to make sure that this is plowed. One of the things that really got my passion going is, though I'm not a biker myself, though I still don't think the fat tire bikes can hold me, is that the Fox River Trail is a transportation corridor. I mean, there are no bike lanes on Riverside Drive. And as someone that goes to work on Riverside Drive every morning and back home every afternoon, I often see, you know, I worry about when I do see bikes on that lane because they're on that route because there are no lanes. As a frequent user of the Fox River Trail and the East River Trail in the summer when it's not negative 20 degrees out, I think it's so fabulous for our residents. My fiance is in K-12 education. She goes on a bike ride in the East River Trail every morning. Absolutely values having that near our home. So I think for those that want to brave the winter and do that, and I have colleagues and friends that use East River Trail to do the snowshoeing and cross-country skiing and love that we have that here in Alloway to do that. So I'm just more here to listen to make sure that I have some good talking points when I'm in front of myself and my 25 colleagues when we discuss this tomorrow night. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Paul. Thanks for being here.
Quick question. The fat tire event, is that the one on January 13th?
That's one of them, yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Frenzy on the Fox.
Thank you.
Mr. O'Rourke, come on up.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue, former chairman of the Bike Ped Committee. I would like to see the funding for the plowing of the trail come out of TIF money. It's a definite economic boost to the businesses along that way. The bulk of the trail, half of the trail, falls within the TIF district. So I'd like to see at least some of the money that the village is spending coming out of the TIF money instead of the general funds. And then I'd also like to see the Fox River Trail extension going from St. Francis Park to the new apartment complex that's going to be on West St. Joseph and Riverside Drive, Old Chapel Hill. There's room there for a trail extension. That's the only way to get down to the trail. So now that we're plowing it, we need a way to safely get to the trail without crossing private property. And the only way is by a trail extension from West St. Joseph to the St. Francis Park. And then you do need a crossing at that location. And then you also need sidewalks on West St. Joseph. I work right there. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak on this item? We will pick up the rules. Thank you very much. So we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much. Thank you, Paul, for being here. And thank you for what you're going to do tomorrow night. Action item number 9, updated code enforcement job description. Mr. Lang.
I put the cleaner copy in front of your chair tonight. So this is what's been discussed. The covered, in fact, I had the CEO logo read through it today, too, as well. So make sure that we are covering everything. I should also announce that Mark has put in his notice of resignation, and that will be effective December 30th.
Okay.
So we'll be advertising for this very shortly.
Okay. And are you looking for us to approve?
Yes, please.
This? Okay.
Brad. Is the only change from the one that was originally in our packet to the one that was on the desk tonight the project qualification section? It's the only thing I noticed.
Yeah, then I just had a little typo in there, but but yeah, that was for the most part.
Oh, I noticed there was community and
implemented community-based public safety.
Okay,
program.
That was okay. That was the only change I saw. Just want to make sure. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green. Do I have a second? Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Do we note that the board would like to thank Mark for his service over the last few years to the village and wish him well?
Well said. Thank you very much. Agenda item number 10, action regarding Public Works Committee minutes from December 14th. We'll start out with item number A, reconstruction project sidewalks on Longview and St. Joseph. At the last village board meeting, or the public works committee meeting, a motion was passed. This is on St. Joseph, right? So a motion was passed, to recommend to the village board that we construct a 7-foot sidewalk on the north side of St. Joseph from East River Drive to Libel, and that the new sidewalk be designated as a school route, therefore the village will plow it. The option brought forth to the Public Works Committee was to put a 7-foot sidewalk on the north end, which would ultimately become part of the Arboretum Trail, and that's why it's 7 feet, and or to put a sidewalk on the south side of St. Joseph Street for the same duration. And from what I heard, one of the reasons to do it on the south side was that so kids could get to Webster School easier than having to cross East St. Joseph to take the sidewalk down. It's my understanding that on the south side, the reason we didn't recommend the south side is because there would be a lot of cutouts for sidewalk or for driveways, and that due to ADA requirements, it's going to change the
pitch.
The pitch, thank you, the grade. And
excuse me, just make sure that would be an issue with putting it on the south side?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, the north side's pretty clean.
Okay, just making sure I got my directions set. Thank you.
And it would have been a 5-foot sidewalk, I believe, on the south side, right? And for the residents on the south side, those that gave us any input, it didn't seem like they were really excited to have one on the south side. So, for costs and all that, the committee recommended that we just construct one on the north end of East St. Joseph to tie in eventually to the Arboretum Trail.
Okay. And then on Longview, there's going to be some reconstruction done to Longview in the coming year. Correct, Craig? When's the time frame for that?
That's our 2017 reconstruction project, so that will begin in the spring.
Okay. And the options at that for this, well, what we recommended, what the village staff recommended, is that we construct a sidewalk on the north side of Longview from Webster Avenue to Delahut, with staff looking to minimize impact to the residents and trees. And the reason we aim to make it a safer or a school route, so that the village would then be responsible for plowing it, because that will transport kids to Doty School. The reason we said without major impact to property owners is because the initial high-level design was to include an 8-foot terrace and a 5-foot sidewalk, and one of the residents got up and said, would you please consider making... It's about a third of my yard. So while he's not opposed to sidewalks, which I thought was cool, he said, can you just minimize that? And so Craig committed to looking at that and working with the design team to do that. Correct, Craig? Have I been correct so far?
Yes.
Good. So that is the reason for the recommendation to this board. And I will accept the motion on that. Trustee Green.
I would move to approve both as presented.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Gennery. Any discussion or questions?
And you did. I think you pointed out that the Longview would be a school route, and therefore the village will plow it. And that, too, was good news to some property owners.
Yep.
In addition to working with Craig to kind of minimize that impact. So,
yeah. And I will say that the staff did a great job at informing the residents. They held meetings for the residents to come. They presented everything. Residents gave input. And I think, based on what I saw, I think the residents, for the most part, are fine with it. Anything else? Okay, we have a request from the audience to suspend the rules. Do I have a motion to suspend the rules?
So moved.
Motion by Trustee Green. Do I have a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Come on up, Mr. Rivera.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm the former chairman of the Bike Ped Committee with responsibility for pedestrians. If we're going, I think it's great. I support sidewalks, and I support safe routes to school and getting the kids to school. It's very important. But the village has a inconsistent policy with plowing sidewalks. I received a note from Debbie from the that came from the Public Works Department talking about fines for not shoveling your sidewalk. And it's my understanding now that the board has committed to plowing all routes to schools, and that they will not be issuing citations, because the village is the one who's responsible for those routes to schools.
Mr. Hart,
and
you didn't? Did you hear that tonight? Did you hear that tonight? That's what I'm asking.
Yes. On Longview, you've committed, and on St. Joseph Street, you've committed to plowing those sidewalks because they're school routes. Right. And the reason that you're going to be plowing them and not charging the residents, and I think that's great, is because the village is going to plow all important school routes, all of them, and it's not going to pick and choose just the ones where the people show up and object. So if they're going to plow all school routes. They have to let people know where those school routes are, and those are on the Safe Routes to School map. So I've requested that map. I have a copy of the map, but I wanted to make sure that my copy was the same one that the village was going to be using to determine who has to plow their sidewalk and who doesn't, and who will be receiving citations if they don't. So it's my understanding that the village will no longer be issuing citations for sidewalks that are school routes that are designated by the village. And that's in the Safe Routes to School plan, and that's, you know, that's going to be a big expense, but if you're going to do it for one, you have to do it equally for everybody. So if it's going to be, you're going to plow all the school routes, which I think you should, you have to tell everybody that they will not be issued citations if their sidewalk is a school route.
Thank you very much. Would anyone else like to speak on this matter? We'll pick up the rules, and I'll just respond briefly. Mr. O'Rourke, I can only say you did not hear that tonight, nor did you not hear that. We did not say we were going to plow each and every school route in the village. We said, on those two streets, we are going to. We didn't say we're not going to, but we did not say we are going to plow and not ticket people. I'm just saying you didn't hear that.
Consistent.
You didn't hear that.
The argument is consistent.
I understand the argument, and I don't disagree with the argument.
At the public
works department. Well, I picked up the rules.
We'll talk about it.
But I just want you to know you didn't hear that to me. Okay?
At the public works
Thank
department,
you.
We talked about
no,
the
sir. Sorry, I just wanted to explain. Thank you. Okay, we have a motion and a second on the table. Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item 10B, 2336 Serenade Lane, storm lateral reimbursement. Brad?
It's been submitted to our insurance company, and we'll just wait to hear back from them.
Okay, great. What happened at our last village board meeting, a gentleman from 2336 Serenade came up, and he had problems with his sewer line and from roots from the village trees was the understanding. And he had once fixed it on his own, and he's asking the village to help pay for this last round. It's our understanding that that tree is going to be removed this spring. Is that correct, Chris? Okay. And so the Public Works Committee recommended that we forward it to our insurance company to take a look at it. Okay? So that's what happened. Thank you. Any questions for Brad on that, folks? Item 10C, Street Department Operator Position Hiring. Mr. Byrne.
In your packet is the position description and the proposed salary range for hiring a new street operator. This is to fill the position resulting from the passing of Max Hirscher here a couple weeks ago. So what we're proposing is to fill that position with, like we have with the last couple of hires, someone more on the entry-level side in the State Department. We've had really good work the last group of hires that we've had. All of them excellent individuals. We're hoping that we'll find another individual like that that would be a good replacement for Max and a young person that can step in and learn that business and be a long-term employee. So this is to fill that vacant position.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Craig? Christy Green?
Move to approve this for Public Works.
Do I have a second? Trustee Dart, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. And for those in the audience, we have a long-term employee who's been with the village for 27 years? 20 years? 20 years recently passed away. And so we keep his family in our thoughts and prayers. Item number 11. Do I have a motion on this item?
I'll make that motion.
One second.
Motion to adjourn by Trustee Genrich, seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We are adjourned.